Anytime you start to have a stress trigger related around worry, I want
this conference
you
is
to
being
remember
recorded.
The smell of the geranium so that you are able to most effectively bring yourself back into balance. Bring yourself back.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
So let's put that geranium oil in our left hand and speak to the properties and the principles in that oil. I use this oil as a grounding oil for me. I'm grateful for the high vibration that you bring. When I slip into worry, which actually disrespects the provision power of the universe, simply remind me by your smell that I'm worthy to be provided for and that the universe is able. Cup your hands over your nose and take a slow, deep inhalation in through your nose and hold four, three, two, one, and slowly release out through your mouth. Again, slow, deep inhalation in through your nose and hold four, three, two, one, and slowly release out through your mouth. Again, slow, deep inhalation in through your nose and hold four, three, two, one, and slowly release out through your mouth. Last time, slow, deep inhalation in through your nose and hold four.
All callers are muted.
Two, one. And just like if you are about to plant a seed, if you have hard ground, they call that fallow ground, you have to put some type of moisture into the fallow ground so that it's able to receive the seed. Otherwise, the seed is just going to sit there on top of the hard ground and it will not go in deep and produce the harvest that you need. So we're going to do a watering statement so that we can receive the moisture that needs to go on this fallow ground of worrying so that that seed of provision can continue to manifest for us. So say this after me. I release the need to worry. It disrespects the universe. I release the need to worry. It disrespects the universe. So I want you to change up our methodology today. You are about to do one of the greatest acts of self-love that many of us have ever done in our entire life. I want you to get in your mind's eye, sitting right in front of you, a mini picture of yourself from head to toe, just the way you are today. So not after you lose 40, 50 pounds, not after the stretch marks are gone, the fat rolls, none of that. Who you are on the planet right now, in this now moment. Get that beautiful, beautiful aspect of God right in front of you and see it as a mini image. And instead of placing your hands on your knees as we normally do, I want you to take your two hands and begin to send energy to that beautiful, beautiful visage of you. So both of your hands are going to be pointed at that picture, at that vision of you. Because we give energy out to everybody else and hope that people are giving energy to us. Self first, but not self only, says, I'm going to take care of me today because I'm worth that. So during this whole meditation, you will continue to speak these words to you, and you will be speaking them to you as a mirror of you so that the seed goes deeper. So as you hear me say them twice, then speak them once to yourself as you send energy. Let's go. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love. I carry strength and resilience with me. I carry strength and resilience with me. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of myself. My footsteps are ordered. My footsteps are ordered. My every step is one of courage. My every step is one of courage. I choose to destroy the box. I choose to destroy the box. I am limitless. I am limitless. I have the ability to overcome any challenges life gives me. I have the ability to overcome any challenge life gives me. I am worthy of self-compassion. I am worthy of self-compassion. An abundance of love flows from me to me. An abundance of love flows from me to me. An abundance of love flows from me to me. An abundance of love flows from me to me. I am pure perfection. I am pure perfection. I walk in the epitome of excellence. I walk in the epitome of excellence. I am naturally radiant. I am a sun child, and I am naturally radiant. I am cocooned in the loving energy of the universe. I am cocooned in the loving energy of the universe. I am love beyond comprehension. I am love beyond comprehension. I am worthy of infinite and unending compassion. I am worthy of infinite and unending compassion. My life is a celebration of my accomplishments. My life is a celebration of my accomplishments. I am successful. I am successful. Life is filled with joy and abundance for me. My life is filled with joy and abundance for me. Happiness flows freely from me. Happiness flows freely from me. I release the need to withhold love from myself. I release the need to withhold love from myself. I am worthy of love, peace, and joy. I am worthy of love, peace, and joy. If you place a smile on your face as you're looking at the beautiful visage of you in front of you and you are energizing yourself, it doubles the impact of every word that you're saying. So as you're looking into your own eyes and looking at the beautiful image of God before you as you, as you're energizing yourself, place the biggest smile on your face as you speak to you. What that does is that triggers loving kindness and tender mercy in your mind toward yourself. You find yourself speaking to you in a better manner because you deserve the best of everything. Let's keep going. Every part of my body radiates beauty. Every part of my body radiates beauty. Every part of my life radiates beauty. Every part of my life radiates beauty. I love and treasure my body. I love and treasure my body. I honor my own life path. I honor my own life path. I am powerful. I am powerful. I swear and affirm by myself. I swear and affirm by myself. Success is defined by my willingness to keep going. My success is defined by my willingness to keep going. I am centered, peaceful, and grounded. I am centered, peaceful, and grounded. I have always done my best. I have always done my best. When I knew better, I did better. When I knew better, I did better. I walk this world with love and grace. I walk this world with love and grace. I am authentic, true, and expressive. I am authentic, true, and expressive. I am a beautiful, beautiful being. I am a beautiful, beautiful being. I honor and respect my boundaries. I honor and respect my boundaries. I trust in my ability to survive through the obstacles. I trust in my ability to survive through the obstacles. I am worthy of love, peace, and joy. I am worthy of love, peace, and joy. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Now take your hands and cup them back over your nose. Give thanks for looking
90
at
seconds.
That visage of you and for energizing you. Give thanks for the opportunity to sow self-love this morning. Make sending self-love to you a part of your daily morning meditation practice.
60 seconds.
This is the epitome of self first, but not self only. So see that image of you every morning, energizing you, saying loving and kind words to you, boosting your own self-esteem, giving thanks, honor, and praise for the excellence that you are. Continue to breathe that oil, and remember when stress comes to visit you, when worry comes to visit you, the smell of the geranium is a reminder that it disrespects the Creator.
10 seconds.
Back over to you, Dr. Good.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without wanna love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day. And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Top of the morning to you. Yes, it's gonna be a on this great August the 5th, 2019. We had our great meditation this morning by the one and only billionaire, Dr. Queen Neat, as she talks about loving yourself. And it is definitely needed, as we talked about last week's love. Definitely needed love here today. We're going to talk about some of the things that's going on in the world today. But just before we do, let's wish you a continuous lovely day. This is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alignment. When the day. And it says, when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within us. And without question, that divine source that's within us needs to be activated. The love that flows throughout from our divine source needs to constantly be embraced. But we say, look, whatever you're seeking, folks, whatever your desires are, you know, let it come to you. You can download all the good that you desire. It's right there waiting for you. Our goal here in the morning is to help to stimulate that thought process. When the day of the ladder hit him, and make it a lovely day. It seemed impossible to fail. Yeah. Yeah, but
Someone else is scared of war. Always seems to know the way.
Come on,
then I look at you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's gonna be.
It's gonna be, folks.
A love that I have.
Yes, yes, wishing you a lovely, lovely, lovely day. As we get started here this morning, an incredible weekend. But let's see who we have out there this morning. I saw Billionaire Baby. I think I saw you out there this morning, Billionaire Baby. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, fine, fabulous, and favored. Very well.
Okay, great, 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 great. I'll get into that. I know I got a call from Billionaires Happy. Was nice to hear the Dream Life Coach. I can't see the dashboard. Don't know if you're here or not.
My check.
Yeah, boy, I'm glad to hear your voice. Definitely need you here this morning. As to some of the things, I didn't get your music up, guys. I'm so touched this morning. You know, Queen's message, of course, is love yourself first, but it's not self-love, selfish love. First, love thyself, but not a selfish love. And a lot of, you know, we don't generally talk about what is going on in the negative side of the news, but this morning, this has to be brought up as to what are our thoughts of what we can do of what's going on in the world. You know, we go about our business, and we hear things, we see things that's happening throughout the world, different tragedies. And we say to ourselves, well, it didn't happen to me. And we say to ourselves, you know, my neighborhood is fine, I'm safe. But we are one in consciousness, one in as a human race. And whatever happens to someone else is also happening to us on the emotional side. And that's kind of what I want to talk about this morning is the emotion, our emotion. As we know, emotional intelligence, a Dream Life Coach, Rhonda Williams, talk about that. But the question here, why is it important to pay attention to our emotions? And no matter how we can not look at things, but it's going to affect us. This weekend, there was two mass shootings. I know you get, if you're awake, you got to have heard about this. But in 24 hours, 29 people was killed and 53 others injured in two separate incidents. And these situations of mass shootings, people who have allow their emotions to run amok, I could say, crazy, and hatred. And a lot of this is going on. You know, people are choosing hate instead of love and to demonstrate in their feelings today. And when we get down to the root of it all, it's all rooted in the emotions, our emotions. So as these incidents took place, not, you know, those are what was been reported on the news, but in Chicago, 5 people were killed, 40 people was wounded as well, and God knows what else went on out there in the world today. But emotion, why is it important to pay attention to our emotions? And as we talk, we have talked about emotional intelligence, and those 5 key areas that we have to be concerned about when we talk about emotional intelligence. Because no matter what happens, even if you try not to pay attention to something, if you hear or see something, it's going to affect your emotions, no matter what shields you may have up in one way or the other. So, again, my heart goes out to the families, and that at Paso, Texas, for those who might not know, there was one incident in Dayton, another one, where these within 24 hours, these massive shootings took place, and 29 people was killed. So, as Queen said, you know, loving yourself, how do we get this message out? And what is the importance of our own emotions in our level of self-awareness, and our level of empathy and our relationship skills? Overall, in my opinion, there seems to be a climate, for lack of a better word, of negative messages that's dividing the country. And this climate of negative messages is causing people to go out and demonstrate their feelings and killing other people, you know, because of hatred, really. But it all boils down to, folks, we got to love one another. We got to love one another. So here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, we got to see what we can talk. Maybe we can add something this morning to your emotional side to make you feel better about yourself, about what's going on. You know, as human beings, when we don't have value for other human lives, such as what we're experiencing in our society right now, you know, it's very difficult to function, you know, to go out and just function and be loving and feel love. You know, it's just important. One of the most precious gifts that we have is life and humanity. We need each other, because without each other, we could not survive. We need each other. Every single mind, every single soul that's ever hit the planet has a purpose. And that's on the planet has a purpose. And their purpose is a contribution to our existence. So we must love one another as humans. It's important. Now, hate is an emotion. It invokes a feeling, anger, and you can hate, take this emotion and direct it at certain individuals and groups, and begin to take action towards that group. But everything is based on, back to what we talked about, I talked about emotions. Why it's important to pay attention to our emotions. I'm going to yield over to you, Dream Life Coach, on this topic. I'm pretty sure you're aware of what's going on, is happening in your state as well. But the question here becomes the emotion. Our emotional intelligence, our self-awareness, our empathy, and what can we do to begin to, I don't say we can solve these problems, but, you know, maintain our own sanity is a better word, I guess. You just can't go around with our head stuck up in the air and say this doesn't matter or it doesn't exist and not paying attention to it. Dream Life Coach, top of the morning. The topic this morning is emotion intelligence. Why is it important to pay attention to our emotions? We had a great opening with Queen Neat talking about self-love and a great affirmation that she shared this morning. Dream Life Coach, your thoughts going?
You know, it's interesting, and I can, you know, I can sort of feel the empathy and compassion coming from you on this topic. And unfortunately, it's a topic that we, topic of conversation that we're having to have far too often. You know, at the end of the day, as logical as we would all like to be, we are emotional beings. Everything, every decision, every action runs through our emotional center. And without awareness, without an understanding of what you're feeling and why you're feeling it, you are likely not to be able to control it. So the critical element of being able to manage yourself and your behavior begins in that one little area of self-awareness. Because self-awareness is about understanding, what is this emotion I'm feeling? How often am I feeling it? Why am I feeling it? What are the particular triggers for me? And then you dive a little bit deeper. When these feelings are happening, what are the thoughts that are actually going through my mind? What is my self-talk? What am I feeding myself? Because that feeding of yourself is what fuels your emotions. You ever notice if you are frustrated and angry about something, often the more you think about it in that way, the angrier you get. And so we have to be conscious that we are powerful in terms of our emotions. Our emotions are powerful. They will take over. They will run the show. If we are not careful and we do not bring them and align them with that happy intersection of logic and emotion, things can go off the rails. We go off the tracks and things start getting crazy. And oftentimes things get ugly. And it doesn't even have to be a mass shooting. It could be an argument with a colleague or a coworker or a spouse, and you end up saying something that you absolutely have no business saying because in the moment you were caught up, you were angry. And so we have to understand the power of our emotion. It is the one that is really writing the script. And so when you say, Dr. Gilrich Mind, why is it important that we understand our emotions? Because you can't manage your actions. You can't manage your behaviors. You cannot manage your thinking if you don't understand what's driving it. Self-awareness is critical. And then once you can understand what's driving it, you can place yourself in a position to be able to choose something different. But you cannot do that if your source of fuel, thinking, information is negative. If you are always listening to negative talk radio, if you're constantly on the news listening to every negative thing that they have to say, how can you think about positivity when all you are feeding yourself is negative? So, yes, we absolutely have to understand what's going on, but people, we have to make conscious choices about how much of this negativity we choose to absorb. And at the end of the day, managing your emotions and yourself is about what Queen says. It is about self first, but not self only. It is absolutely your right to be a little selfish when it comes to the type of information and the type of environment that you create for your mind, body, and spirit, because it is absorptive. And is that what you want to frame? Is that the environment? Is that the nutrition that you have for your heart and soul? And that is what a lot of times is happening. When you look at these mass shootings, you trace them back to negative shows or blogs and that sort of thing. And some people are just not as strong and have not developed the ability to withstand that type of constant drumming of negativity. So, Dr. Gilrich Mind, to answer your question, everything runs through our emotional core, our emotional center, if we are not consciously nourishing that in a positive and helpful way and loving way, then things can go off the rails very